Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Debt, Updated and Expanded, The First 5,000 Years. Anthropologist David Graeber takes readers on a fascinating journey through the history of debt, challenging conventional wisdom about money, credit, and economic exchange. Graeber unravels the historical progression of debt from ancient societies to the present day, suggesting that our understanding of debt is deeply intertwined with moral obligations and social relationships rather than merely financial transactions. This book delves into the ways in which debt has shaped human history, influenced social structures, and continues to affect our modern economic systems. Graeber's interdisciplinary approach combines anthropology, history, economics, and sociology, providing a comprehensive and thought-provoking exploration of debt's role in human societies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the origins of money and debt. Graeber challenges the traditional narrative that money was invented to replace barter systems, proposing instead that credit systems were the original form of economic exchange. He demonstrates that societies operated on a basis of debt and credit long before the invention of coinage. These early credit systems were closely tied to social relations and moral obligations, suggesting that debt and money have always been embedded in the complexities of human relationships. This perspective not only rewrites the history of money, but also forces us to reconsider the foundations of our modern economic system. Secondly, the role of debt in empires, expanding on the concept of debt beyond the economic realm. Graeber examines how empires have used debt as a tool of domination and control. He outlines how the creation and expansion of empires were often facilitated by imposing systems of debt on conquered peoples. This process not only ensured the flow of wealth from the periphery to the core, but also solidified the power dynamics between the conqueror and the conquered. Graeber uses historical examples to illustrate how debt has been an essential instrument in the arsenal of imperial power, underpinning the economic and political structures of empires throughout history. Thirdly, debt and social hierarchies. Graeber delves into the social dynamics of debt, illustrating how it has been used to create and maintain social hierarchies. He argues that debt is inherently tied to concepts of honor, guilt, and morality, which play a crucial role in the formation of social structures. By examining various cultural contexts, Graeber shows how debt obligations can bind individuals to one another in complex webs of power, obligation, and loyalty, ultimately shaping the social hierarchy and influencing individual and collective identities. Fourthly, the modern debt crisis. The book also addresses the contemporary global debt crisis, exploring its roots and its profound implications for societies worldwide. Graeber critiques the current financial system, highlighting how the manipulation of debt has led to significant economic inequality and instability. He discusses the role of debt in the 2008 financial crisis, the Eurozone crisis, and the increasing burden of student and consumer debt, urging a reevaluation of our reliance on debt-fueled growth. This analysis not only provides insight into the current economic challenges, but also proposes a critical reflection on the sustainability of our economic practices. Lastly, alternatives to the debt economy. Finally, Graeber explores potential alternatives to the debt-based economy, advocating for a shift towards systems that value human well-being over economic growth. He suggests mechanisms for debt forgiveness and the implementation of more equitable economic models that could mitigate the harmful impacts of debt. Drawing from historical precedents and contemporary experiments in economic reform, Graeber presents a vision for a future where economies are structured around principles of fairness, reciprocity, and community rather than debt and exploitation. In conclusion, David Graeber's Debt, Updated and Expanded, The First 5,000 Years is a must. Read for anyone interested in understanding the complex role that debt has played throughout human history and its implications for our present and future. Graeber provides a compelling argument that challenges our most fundamental assumptions about money, debt, and economic exchange. This book is particularly relevant for economists, historians, anthropologists, and anyone concerned with social justice and economic reform. By analyzing debt through a broad array of historical and cultural lenses, Graeber offers valuable insights into how we might envision and work towards a more equitable economic system. If you would like to support David Graeber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.